Oh, one more announcement too. I know she's All right, so let's talk about what I'm going to teach today. So today we're going to talk about a foolproof follow-up formula. Lydia found this article, and I thought it was so well done, and it really opened up my eyes to some things, and I've already adopted them in the process of, reading it, reviewing the article, and putting this, it was about a 20-page article, and then I decided, boy, I'd love to share this on a Monday call because other people might want to take advantage of this as well, because it really has to do with cold market, warm market, that kind of whole concept. How do we deal with them? Because they are distinctly different, but really the same. There are markets, but sometimes we work with them differently, right? And sometimes we can cross-combine them because the people in one versus the other might need the same kind of, constant, contact type system with them. So we're going to talk today about how to have a foolproof follow-up formula, because so many of you, you're probably a little bit like I was and still can fall off into bad habits. But the idea is that the fortune's in the follow-up. We already know that. So how critical is it for us to have some consistent follow-up program that we live and die by instead of, expecting somebody to sign up the first time we talk to them or ignoring them if they don't get back to us? We lose so many people, and every single prospect is valuable. In fact, let me just share with you an experience I had this weekend just to emphasize this, because it's about patience. This business is about patience, and I know I wasn't very good with patience when I first started 20 years or 19 years ago, but I've developed a real aptitude in patience. Thank you, Lord, for that, right? They say don't pray for patience, but I needed some. But the idea is that, the average person, if you look in marketing statistics, it usually takes 5 touches in order to get somebody started. So we're no different, but although many of us want to do it within 1 or 2, that's what we want. We want to, and that happens a lot. I mean, I do a lot of 3-way calls with people, and my 3-way calls, because of just training and teaching and developing an expertise around it, they really have been very, very effective. And we're even seeing a great level of effectiveness with millennials as well, because I've learned how to talk to them. And that was, again, building the skill set to be able to do that. So we see people sign up after 1 touch or 2 touches. But don't count on that. Always be ready for the 5-touch approach. And what happened to me is I was in Austin a couple of months ago, and I was meeting some people at this coffee shop, and there was a guy sitting down on the end of the table. And he had his computer there, a young guy in his 20s or so, and we all bombarded and sat at the other end of the table because there wasn't any other space to sit. So I just started chatting with him because I said, "Are we intruding on your space?" And he started laughing, and he was just a delightful young man. And I had a nice interchange with him and found out what he did, and we shared just a little bit about what we were doing, not a lot, and we exchanged cards. So that was great. So I sent him a follow-up email just saying, "Hey, it was great meeting you, da-da-da-da. If ever I can be of service to you in any way, shape, or form, let me know. I'm excited about the growth in your business, da-da-da." And that was my exchange. Not about Manatech, but about if I could ever be of service to you. I love helping young people succeed in businesses. And I shared with him a little bit about how my stepsons, who are now, both have multi-million dollar businesses in their 30s, which is pretty awesome. Well, one of them just turned 40, but I helped finance them into it and sat on their board of directors and helped lead, guide, direct that. That was been the last 10 years an awesome thing for me to be able to participate in. But I just said, so if I can help you in any way, shape, form, let me know. And then the next time I was back, I was in Bastrop because I had this huge burgeoning group that's 30 minutes out of Austin. And I got in touch with Daryl again, and I just said, "Hey, Daryl, I'm coming into town. I'm going to be in Bastrop. I have about a 4-hour slot that's open, so I could actually drive over if you want to catch lunch." And he goes, "Oh, he's at this Christian conference that he was at." And he goes, "Great, I'd love to have lunch with you, Mary Jo." So I went in there, picked him up. We went out to lunch, and then he started sharing a lot about his background, where he came from, and had a lot of issues in his life early in his teens and stuff. and how he's getting his life back together. It was just a really neat thing. And we just had a great share. And not much. We talked a little bit about Manatech, you know, and he asked about the network marketing model because he said he's had friends trying to get him involved and stuff like that, and he just never felt comfortable with it. So I just chatted a little. And that was it. And we just had fun. So I took off, and that was, a month ago or something. And then I went back to do a meeting in Austin. Okay, so that's 1, 2, 3 touches or so. And okay, now here's our fourth one. I'm heading Saturday after the training I did here. I headed out to Austin because one of my people wanted me to do a home meeting. So, wow, that's a big commitment. Drive 3 hours to do one home meeting and drive 3 hours back. Wow. Yeah? Okay, you get it? Are you a leader? Are you committed to help your people? That's big. So I went to this meeting, and as I was like an hour and a half out of Austin, I was like, why didn't I call Daryl? So I dropped him a text, and I just said, hey, Daryl, I'm heading to Austin right now. I'm doing a meeting at 4 o'clock. Here's the address. Love to see you. He texts me back. He goes, that's 10 minutes from my office. I says, I'll be there. Blah, 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 blah. Who knew? You know, Austin's huge, growing massively. And so that was really cool. So he showed up, and guess what? He stayed for the meeting. He loved all the people he met, and he signed up, and he's starting to take the products. Isn't that neat? But it took 4 contacts. You follow? 4 contacts. Now, thank goodness Mary Jo remembered as she was driving to Austin, an hour and a half out of Austin, about Daryl, because I didn't have a system in place to help me trace and track this guy, right? And so all I'm saying is you want to track these people and keep them instead of just if they happen to pop in your head. You want to have an effective tracking system because you never know when they're going to be ready. It could take 3, 4, 5 touches, but make the touches because people really get it that you care about them when you keep after them. And notice how I didn't keep after them about doing Manatech. I just kept in touch with him as a human being. I cared about who he was, what he was doing, all that stuff. Yeah, got it? So that's the neat thing. So let's get into the outline today. Cold market myth. The cold market myth is that we can't be good with cold market leads, right? That's what people say. That's a myth out there, and that's exactly what this author said. He says, absolute myth. Rephrase your thinking and just get a mantra, I am good with cold market leads. I am good with cold market leads, right? That's what you want to keep doing. I'm good with cold market leads. Every person you've ever met in your life is cold market. In fact, all your best friends you had in school when you were growing up in college, you know what? They were cold market. You didn't know them before you met them, and somehow you developed friendship. So you can convert anyone from a stranger to a friend. And that's what we're doing. We're converting people from strangers to friends. And if you don't nurture the relationship, what's going to happen is it's going to go cold again. So keeping in touch is so important to building a friendship. It's just important. People want to know that you care about them because they have so many people entering their life every day. You will be replaced by somebody else if you don't, in effect, if you don't keep in touch with people. They'll lose connection with you. The fortune is always in the follow-up, and we know that. Every one of us knows that. This language is nothing new than what we've read ever since the day you started in network marketing. We know the fortune's in the follow-up, and it's absolutely true. And most people like to separate their warm market from their cold market, and the reality is they're really not two separate markets. They're just two ends of the thermometer. Get it? Right? Yeah, they're two ends of the thermometer, but they're still our market. They're not two separate markets. But the number one reason people fail in every, and he wrote this out, I didn't even put the author on here. I'll have to send that to you guys. Golly, that's a slip. The number one reason people fail in every network marketing company, so I just put Manatech in my outline because that's the one we're talking about, is due to their failure to understand this concept. They get stuck. They fail to understand that we're all part of one market and we need to be in that follow-up. We need to be generating follow-up. The fortune's in the follow-up. Because we see so many people, and I harp on this time and time again when I talk about the 4 core, principles, follow-up, people just fear follow-up. They fear the word no. And so you need to understand the looking zone and all of that is critically important, right? And he had an interesting concept here. First of all, let's review it. 80% of the sales occurs after the 5th contact. You get it? So you see how many contacts it's going to take. So it's not about you putting a lot of time and energy into each contact. I don't necessarily do that. I just make sure I make the contact. because I wanted them to know that I didn't forget them. I remember them. I saw them at a convention. I remember them. I give them a contact. I give a touch there. Touches are important, and you have to continue to touch. It's not one touch after you meet them. It's another touch, another touch, another dripping on them. That's important. So this is giving me a whole new way. I told Lydia, I said, after I read all this, I can't wait for all the fairs we go to starting soon, because we're already having our garden fairs here in Texas, because it's already been 75 degrees a couple days. So we're starting with that, and we'd love to go to these fairs and meet people. But what I've done is just I've grappled with them. I met them at the fair, and then I sent them a follow-up email, ask them if they're interested in looking at something. If they're not, then that's the end of it. Well, how silly is that? They're still a human being who's on my contact list, so I need to be more aware of the need for multiple contacts and so on. But here's this concept that was really kind of the same concept that I look at as looking zone. You know, you guys have all understand the looking zone idea. If you don't, you can go back and, again, watch our training on Saturday, because I developed that fully. But the idea is that a lot of people aren't in a looking zone. We fall in and out of a looking zone depending on what's going on in our life. Well, his concept is this: there's never a bad prospect, just the wrong time for the right prospect. You get that? So that's kind of a cool way of looking at it. It's just maybe you're hitting somebody at the wrong time. They're the right prospect, but it's just the wrong timing. So you hang on to their contact information, and you start dropping touches. You make touches here. You're going to have different times that you touch their lives. You're going to drip on them from your drip list. He mentioned that some of the best networkers that joined ever in his business were ones that came in over a year later from the time you met them. I don't know about any of you, but the only ones that I've had come in after a year later, it's not because I've touched them a dozen times or five times during the year or three times. It's because of my year-end letter. I keep them on they said no, so I put them on my year-end letter. So at the end of the year, I put out a year-end letter to all the people that said no to me or weren't interested. And I grab a few of those every year because there are plenty of them, trust me. So I send out a year-end letter. But that's not what he's talking about. That is one touch that you could have, but he's saying don't just do one. You know, do a flurry of these throughout the year. And it might be 6 months every 6 months. It might be every 3 months. You determine the timing of that. But you want multiple touches, okay, to keep them, the importance of you in their mind and that you're really interested in a relationship with them in some way, shape, or form. Three important online tools you must use. These are the tools, and I already went in and did all of this. The calendar, we suggest the Google Calendar, and I use that every single day. I mean, I can open my calendar right now, and I have a whole laundry list of things that are happening today for me, and it kind of gets me crazy because I have to three-way calls, church member meeting at my house. I've got accountability call today. I got training call. I got the champions team call. And But I'm going to South Africa tomorrow, so I'm going, oh, I get all this done. But it's great. It's my Google Calendar. I look at it every day, and I have a to-do list that matches up to. So I have a separate to-do list. It happens to be a separate icon on my computer, and I can print that off as long with my calendar. So I work off my to-do list and I work off my calendar. But everybody should use a calendar and have it. The reason why we choose Google Calendar and things like that for me, because it translates to every one of my Mac, my Apple devices. So it's on my iPad, it's on my iPhone, it's on my, immediately I put on one, it translates to all three of them. So I can find that information on any of those three devices that I have with me, because I don't always have my computer. I may just have my iPad or I may just have my iPhone, but it's all there with me. Contact Manager. Use a built-in contacts application that comes on with any one of the Mac computers. And if you don't use Mac, use Google Contacts or Outlook. And so I immediately have this contact. I have all my contacts in my contact form. And when I was reading this and reviewing this article, I was like, Lydia, I already have that, but how does that help me with Contact Manager, all that kind of stuff, or how to do it? Well, the neat thing about it is that when you use your contact manager, you can now set up separate groups. You can set up a new group in your contact manager. And I'm called mine. I set it up this weekend, and it's called my drip list. So I have a drip list category. So isn't that cool? So I can segment out the people that I'm working on in terms of that I'm dripping on. So all my prospects there now that I start working with are ending up in my drip list on my contact manager in my contacts, in my Outlook contacts folder, I should say. All right. And then if you're the other tool, so you got calendar, contact manager, setting up your new drip list in your contact manager, and you can put your people in there. And then third was Facebook. If you're not on Facebook yet, of course, his comment was, where have you been? Hiding under a rock or what? Yeah, and we did a lot of training on Facebook last year to make sure all our people are familiar with it. And it's not about whether you like Facebook. It's about whether you like to be successful in your business. That's all it is. Because I'm not a big Facebook person. I mean, Lydia spends half her day holding that phone and staring at everybody's update. I don't really care when somebody goes shopping for new underwear. Or I can't keep on top of thousands of people's lives every day, what they're doing. It's just not me. I don't have it's almost like watching a soap opera or something. It's not me. But every once in a while, I like to go in and just see if I can comment on things. Like, yeah, this morning I went in. I hadn't been in for a week on Facebook. Does that give you some idea of how often I use it? But I went in and I found Lewis Shipowick, who is a presidential in Manitoba, a dear, dear friend of mine, just had his 88th birthday. And that was so awesome. So I could celebrate that. So it's fun to connect that way. So there are things I love to respond to or like, and there's others I just dismiss. But the important thing is Facebook is a connecting device, and we need to be, we're a business of connection. And if you're going to get involved with millennials, you need to have this down pat. You need to know how to use Facebook. You know how to use it effectively in doing the business. So you better know how to train it, even if you're not using it. And how are you going to be able to train it if you're not using it, right? So you get into it because it's a necessary tool in doing this business. And it's just about growing your business. So make sure you're on Facebook, and we'll talk about what we do with it. Creating the drip list, I just talked about that already, the need to list, to call a drip list, and do that. I do that in my contacts on my computer. I also keep in contact with them on Facebook because I want to make sure that the information that I drip, the Facebook posts that show you what I'm doing or learning, I want to make sure that they see my posts so that they can see, like, today I'm going to make a post about going to South Africa. That's going to excite some people, and some people are, hey, what are you going to South Africa for? And then I'll take it off and do a private message with them, right? But it's a way to get information into people about Mary Jo. It's a way to touch people. It's a way to touch my drip list because I get them on my Facebook, and now I can you know, talk a little bit about my life. It's not a solicitation to do Manitech. It's only about lifestyle. What I'm doing, the fun I'm having, all the different things that are happening in our lives, things like that, right? So you can drip on Facebook. You can also drip on weekly email updates. So you can put them on an email bank like you have on your Google, and you can, to your drip list, you can just make a drip on them once a week about some update, whether it's about, you know, the news article that came out about, the supplements. A lot of you saw that last week. It's talked about Target and Walgreens and Walmart, and their 80% of their supplements, private labeled, on their shelves, did not contain any, notice the word, any of the ingredients listed on the label. That's pretty crazy, isn't it? It's pretty sad. It's a New York State Attorney General's office that did the investigation, and it's what's wrong is it disrupts the entire supplement industry. It causes people to say, this is why I don't take supplements. So you want to be able to respond to that immediate knee-jerk reaction with NSF certification, right? We have that. We can prove that 100% of what's on our labels in the product because of NSF certification. I mean, so you want to be able to respond to that. And by the way, I've asked Manitech to put out a corporate response because other good nutritional supplement companies are, because they see the damage that can be done by just a simple article like that. You and I think it's beneficial to us, but in effect, if it convinces people not to do nutritional supplements, it's not a benefit to us. We need to continue to promote supplementation as necessary today. So we want to make sure that we're communicating. Mistakes most people make is you dump buckets of info on your prospects. Wrong, wrong, wrong. You know, just like what I did with Daryl. You just heard the story about Daryl. I didn't dump any buckets of information. I barely stayed in contact with him. I just touched him 4 times in the last 2 months. I met him in December, and I touched him in January and in February, and he signed up, right? It wasn't buckets. It was 4 times. And one was taking him out to lunch because I happened to be in the neighborhood, right? I happened to be around the Austin area, so I took him out to lunch. So, I mean, just, and we spent most of the time talking about him, not Nanotech. So don't dump information on prospects. All they need to do is just, they don't need to have constant commercials for your crazy business, and you're sure not going to post that on Facebook. So it's just little ideas, a little chunk at a time. Thus, we call it drip. If they say no, that's great. This is a business of sorting. And remember what he said. He said no is not a no. He said there's never a bad prospect, just the wrong time for the right prospect. But it could be it's a wrong prospect too, I guess, because some people, if they just hate network marketing or they hate nutritional supplements, remember when we draw that circle and we say 35% of the people will never be interested. They're going to come across those. So don't beat the dead horse for the next 6 months trying to get the horse to come alive again, unless you got some kind of magic potion you're talking about. And Ambertose doesn't qualify. All right? We can't make that heal, mitigate response there, representation. So some people just aren't the right people. But you don't want to waste time convincing people against their will. And there was a great statement that was made to me early on in networking. I remember back in my first couple of years, and it goes like this. A man convinced against his will be of the same opinion still. So understand that if you convince him, it doesn't matter. He's still going to have the same opinion. You've just done a great job of convincing. So it's important for us to be careful that we're not just hammering on people until they just raise their white flag and surrender to you, because you're going to lose them, because they really aren't buying in. We're just doing a heck of a job trying to cajole and convince them. So the idea is that we really want to find the right people. And going after the wrong people and spending endless hours trying to convince people, I call it the Uncle Elmo story, it really sucks the energy out of you. And the most important thing that it does to you, which helps to destroy your effectiveness in this business, is that it robs you of your belief. You start actually listening to these people in their confusion about health and their perhaps misperceptions of our industry. And you start hearing it over and over again because you keep badgering them. And finally, it's instead of you convincing them, they start convincing you. Don't let anyone ever rob you of your belief. This is an incredible industry. I love it beyond belief because anybody can get in it. There's no barriers to entry, and it gives everybody an opportunity for unlimited income. I don't know of anything else out there that does that, but this vehicle does. So it's an awesome vehicle. So again, don't listen to people that are negative and suck you into their thinking, because it robs from you. It's not about you being effective signing them up. It's robbing you. All right, scripts for prospects that avoid you. Okay, so there are a bunch of them that, and I think she didn't, maybe she attached them, but you want to have scripts. And the reason you want to have scripts on people is because, and let me see if I can get Lydia, hang on 1 second so I can get her to grab me the article. Oh, I get it. This is what Lyd did. She gave me the article. She purchased it. This article cost $7. And so instead of impugning integrity around this, they gave warm market scripts in there. They gave scripts for cold market prospects, and they gave scripts for prospects that make excuses. So if you're interested in pursuing that, you can. No, you can go on the Internet and find that. Lydia will get the fellow's name. Sorry, we missed that on the title of the whole article. You can tell I'm probably halfway to South Africa, right? Simon Chan, how do you spell his last name?
C-H-A-N.
C-H-A-N, Simon Chan. So if you go and Google that, you can, it costs, the article costs $7, and he does actually give you a bunch of scripts on there. And he says, stick to the exact scripts. And I think he's absolutely right. I'd been a non-script person probably my first 10 years in network marketing. And then I finally decided, how ridiculous is that? I really want people to have scripting down. It's one of the reasons I like the GoPro book as well, because Eric gives us scripting in there, exact language, because language is critical. Language is something that, you know, people who are brand new don't know how to use language properly, and they're going to end up losing a lot of people just because of their languaging. It's part of the growing process. It's part of the education. It's part of developing the skills. So when you start off brand new people, because we're so excited about having people be successful right out of the box, that when you sign up new people, you want to give them the tools that are going to allow them to have more greater success. So you're going to want to give them scripts to make sure that they have the right posture and use the right language so that they have the highest probability of success. Okay? So, and some of you already have these scripts, and I mean, no one has a one market on them, but if you're interested in pursuing that, you can pay $7 for the article that this is behind to get those in and use those for yourself. When to add somebody to your drip list, here are two scenarios. When you meet someone for the first time or it's been a long time since you kept in touch with someone, you know. So you want to, let's say I go out, because this is so funny, when you tell somebody to develop a contact list, right, and you develop a contact list, and so they come up with 250 names of people they know, all right, and we start connecting with those. Well, when they go out and they meet somebody new, where do they do with that new person? If I start with 10 people the first week, if they meet 5 more people because I want them adding to their list all the time, you don't want them to have to feel like they have to immediately follow up with them unless they've opened the can of worms about Manatech and they set up another appointment. But just, again, what did they do? They just got information from them, like I do with Daryl. I just collected his contact. I got his card, his business card. Or you, and I'm going to give you other ways to do that, but, you know, you collected information. They can go at the end of the contact list, but if you put them at the end of your contact list and you wait 3 months before you get to the end of the contact list, guess what happens to them? So you really want to make sure that they end up on your drip list, right? That they're getting some connection with you somehow, even though you may not be putting them on the top of your list for follow-up and getting them involved in Manatech right now because you have another 150, 250 people on your contact list. So you want them on a drip list so they constantly are getting touches from you. I'm not saying constantly every moment, but once a week, once every 3 weeks, once a month, whatever that is that you develop that you'd like to touch them. But a brand new person, I suggest once a week just so they're familiar, or every couple of weeks, just like I did with Daryl, 4 touches in 8 weeks, right? And then ended up signing them up. So when you meet somebody for the first time, or if it's been a long time since you kept in touch with someone you know, so if that's about your high school list, you know, you get in contact with some people you met in high school, and you go, gosh, what are you doing now? You share what you're doing, and say, hey, let's keep in connection. This is crazy. It's been 20 years. For me, I'd have to say, hey, this is crazy. It's been 42 years, right? But I saw some people at class reunions, a perfect example of collecting names, not going out there to sign people up in Manatech, but collecting names, collecting contact information. Now you start the touch program, right? Because that's what makes you feel like, you know, people say, oh, I don't like to sell. Well, if you do what I'm telling you, what this article is all about the touches, you're not selling. I didn't sell Daryl on anything. I just stayed in touch because I wanted to help the guy out. He's a youngster. He's starting his new business. If there's a way I could give him some advice and just be a part of his life, right? My classmates, guess what? We had 4 years that we spent together in high school. It's great to reconnect. What are you doing today? I find out about them, you know. And if there's somebody that looks like a good prospect, then I will pursue it. There are a lot of them out there that aren't good prospects for us, and you've got to weed through those as well. I mean, if you've come across somebody with a really nasty negative attitude, I've had people respond to me because I post positive things on Facebook. Every once in a while, somebody goes, you know, you're living in Cinderellaville or something, and they make some kind of comment about life really sucks or something. And, you know, and I go, wow, you know, I pray for people like that, but am I going to pursue that person in my Manatech business? Probably not. because as much as I do coaching and counseling with people, that's part another part of my life, not my necessarily my Manatech business. I'd rather coach people that have a good attitude to start with rather than try to be the person that has to change their entire disposition. That's tough to do. That's difficult. And it makes this business, that's why some people say, oh, Mary Jo, this business is so hard. And I go, well, because you're finding people who are inherently negative, and then you have to spend the next 6 months just trying to get them to take on a positive attitude, which really is not what you want to be spending all your time doing. You know, that's why I love to use Clemmer work and send people to Clemmer. Hey, go to a personal mastery class. I think this will really help you. If I can get them bought into things like that, that's great. Because let the professionals do that kind of work with them instead of you. It's too burdensome. You want to find people that are turned on, that love this idea, can't wait to make some income, are thrilled about M5M, and have a generally positive attitude. That's great. Those are the people that you want to work with. It helps you keep your positive attitude as well. So drip list, fine, drip list. You know, if a prospect's not interested, it's the other set of groups after you put them on the drip list. Is it okay? But you ask permission. No problem. Thanks for letting me know. I appreciate you for being honest and direct. I just wanted to present the information because I thought it could be a fit for you. Let's keep in touch. I mean, could I follow up with you, say, in 6 months from now? See what you do? And then you can trigger that in your drip list and make sure you notify, you put notes in there, because when you build it in your Google contact, guess what happens? You have a little note section. You can just add that in your notes. Reconnect in 6 months. And what else do? You go into your calendar, Google Calendar, and you put it in 6 months from now, and you put their information, connect with so-and-so. And so when you go back in, you're going to see where you talked to them before, 6 months earlier, and you reconnect. So all of this works together in one complete system for you. Very workable, okay? Phone number may be hard to get, so sometimes you have to look for other information. And he even gave us some insight into how to collect someone's contact information. And this is something I've never done, but I can tell you other great networks have done it. Sarah, what's her last name? Robbins. That's one. Sarah, how can I forget Robbins' name being a Manatecher, right? Anyway, Rockin' Ray Robbins. Sarah Robbins is a great one at this. She loves it. When she goes to a restaurant and she's checking out at the restaurant and she loves the waitress or something, she'll go, hey, I really loved your attitude. You know, I have a separate business and I'd love to have you take a look at it. Could you have some interest? Great. Well, let's stay in connection. And she'll put them in her FBF, Facebook Friends, right? And Lydia had actually shown me how to do that this morning. Because I said, I don't even know how to do that. How I get my iPhone out, I go on Facebook, I type in a person's name and put in their name, and I go, is this you? And then you just hit add a friend. So don't laugh at me, everybody on this call. I'm just telling you, if I can learn it today for the first time, you can learn it today for the first time, okay? It's something we all can do, but it's fun. It's like fun. I just added him as a friend. It's like I just collected one more friend, right? So that's what we can do. So you can do that, Facebook friends, and then you can, again, get their, once it's open, you can go into their Facebook and find out what their email address is potentially if they have it there, right? If it's not on Facebook, then you can connect with them and ask for the email address, right, and to stay in touch. The other way you can, so you can get Facebook friends, you can get the email address, and also for business cards. Simply ask for them for their business card. I'd love to stay in touch. Do you have a business card? That's not it. Offer yours first. When you typically offer yours first, generally you'll get one in response to that. I have a tendency that I don't really, you know, a lot of people in networking, the mistake we make is we think if we hand out enough cards, we'll get all these follow-ups. No one's going to call you back. Just make that assumption right out of the box. When you start brand new people in this business, tell them, if you hand out your business card, don't have any expectation of having them call you back. You want to establish that as a rule, that this is what happens. Because I think in all my years in Manatech, maybe three people have reconnected with me after they took my business card. But you know what? Every single business card I took from somebody else or their contact information, 100% were followed up on. So what do you prefer? Collecting their information instead of giving yours. Now, you give yours to get theirs, right? Or if they're interested, you give it to them. But you don't have an expectation of them reconnecting with you because you're the one that wants to be the connector. And it's not about connecting because you want to offer them the business opportunity on your next touch. It's because you want to connect with them. If you happen to be in town where they are, or you find something that you found something they liked and you want to pass that on, or you're just making updates on your lifestyle, what's going on in your life, and you just, you know, about the fun things and connecting with them on Facebook with posts. Okay? Super. Smart ways to use Facebook for follow-up. The news feed there shows what's happening in everyone's life. Instead of wasting time on finding out what everyone is doing, which is why I don't do Facebook, because I read so much stuff in there. And here's another great thing. I mean, I don't know about you guys, but I go to Brazil every year. So what do you think? I got a zillion of those Brazilians, that are on my Facebook. And they love Mary Jo's Facebook, but they post everything in Portuguese. So I'm not fluent in Portuguese, so 90% of what I see, I can't even read. You know, that's another deterrent on my Facebook page. But I just love the joy of being part of their lives. If they feel touched by my life and they love to see what I post when I do post, that's fine with me. But I can't read most of what they say. So, but what you want to do on your Facebook, which another thing I never knew and now I have for myself, ready? Instead of wasting time and finding out what everyone's doing, you can create a filter that shows you only what your prospects are up to. So on Facebook, you're going to set up a separate list, a friends list, just for your prospects. Isn't that a neat thing? So now when you go onto Facebook, you can just go into that group and find out just what they're posting so you can like it and you can respond to it and you can be in their lives. And those are the touches that you can make on your prospects. You're interacting with them on their Facebook page. Isn't that a neat thing? And you don't have to worry about digging through the, 18 yards of other, posts that are on your Facebook page, because you'll set them up as a separate list. If you don't know how to do that, you search how to create a friends list in Google, and you'll get a tutorial. And now you add your prospects to that separate friends list, and now you separate them out from all other postings. So that you can, is this for you to post on necessarily? Well, it's for you to respond to your prospects' posts that they're making. So you can hit like, and as you do more and more of that, you're going to have, yours is going to be basically raising your, whatever you put on Facebook is going to raise, the algorithm is going to raise you up, and your updates and posts will be higher on their news feeds. So that's the benefit of you going in there and liking things and responding to things and commenting on things that are posted by your prospects. Got it? A lot of great ways of touching. Effective, easy. I looked at this and I was like, oh my gosh, this is so much easier than what I may have been doing or not doing. How many of you are not touching your prospects on a regular basis? Right. This is a great way to do it. You're on Facebook anyway. Set up a separate friends list that just only includes people that you're prospecting and touch and like their things all the time. Now, some of you are listening to me and going, Mary Jo, I do that already. Great. But many of you are not. I wasn't, and now I'm all in because I'm becoming a prospecting machine. I made new commitments starting January 1 of this year, and I'm out there making it happen. So I'm and having a blast doing it. It's like Manatech has become just exhilarating to me again from a prospecting perspective. It's so much fun working with new people. All right, so everybody clear on that? Just follow the tutorial, and you're going to be able to set that up. And if you get confused on that, talk to some guru in your organization somewhere that can help you with it. I have Lydia, and she helps. Lydia's number one comment is, talk to your kids. They know exactly how to do all of this, okay, right? Our children, or for some of you, your grandchildren, right? It's a great way, again, to touch people. And remember, no one is attracted to someone always negative. You always want to do positive, inspirational touches, offer up value, and they're going to be curious about what you do. So it's about being valuable. Also, stay away from politics. You put politics out there, what you're doing is you're just limiting yourself. You're shutting down half the world, right? And you can go, well, I don't care, I'm right. Well, you can step into that self-righteous stuff, but the idea is you're going to chase half the people away. Are you committed to building your business? I don't think it's, if you're a Christian, I don't think it's what the Lord said. The Lord didn't say in the scripture anywhere that you're supposed to hate some political party, right, or ignore people. He says love. Christ, God is love. We're to love one another. And if you don't love your brother, then you can't love God. And that's what scripture says. So we're out there to love. So we're not out there to turn people off. We're out there to love on people. So that's the way to do it. Goals of your drip list. You want to keep people to help people in general. So stop thinking about signing people up. That's another thing. You've got to shift your brain, just like I did with Daryl. What a perfect event to happen this weekend for me to relate to you. I didn't keep trying to sign Daryl up at all. I never put any pressure. I never did anything. You know, he asked me about what I did, and I talked about Manatech and the products. He gave me a product line to look at, you know, so I did that. And, you know, but it wasn't about signing. It was about how can I help you? You're a new friend of mine, and I enjoy being around you and supporting you and what you're doing. And I'm excited for him. I helped him. He was going to hire a new employee, and I gave him some advice on hiring employees because I said, Daryl, you're all by yourself. What was my advice? I said, there's a reason when you go through an employment process at a company, they make you talk to 6 different people before you get hired. Why is that? Because we all have blinders on. I said, Daryl, do you have some good, you know, friends of yours or people in business that you could have them do a screening for you and just have them talk to the person before you hire them to get some insight? So he went out and had 2 other people talk to this person before he made the decision to get other people's feedback. Isn't that great? But, I mean, that's the kind of – was that something it took a genius to figure out? No. That's just common sense. So you can just add common sense in their life and support them, especially when you're working with millennials, because these people really are so green that you may not think you know anything that can help them, but you know a ton. Just common sense, that common life experiences that can help them. So help them, help them, help them. If you help enough people, he quoted Zig Ziglar's quote, and I love it. If you help enough people get what they want in life, you're going to get everything you want in life, and I love it. So he says the other things to look for on when you're on Facebook and looking at people posts that you find, it says look for things about people in transitional stages of their life. And he just listed a bunch of them. I put them in there. They're about to get married, need money for a wedding. They're just moved in a new city. And then he said, made a list of some of the common problems posted on Facebook that you can respond to. And how does he respond? He doesn't say, hey, I got the great product. No. He said, wow, that's awful. What are you going to do about it? They say, I don't know. And you go, hey, I'm going to private message you. And you take it right to private message. Get it off of Facebook. Quit soliciting on Facebook. It's not the purpose of Facebook. People will shut you down. They'll defriend you. And then you've lost them altogether. Yep. And then in your private message, you could say, hey, if I could show you a way to build secure income, would you be open to taking a look at it, right? That's simple. Nothing, you know, obnoxious. And you eventually lead them to learn about your opportunity. And then he just had other ways to drip on people, digital drips like Skype, FaceTime, in-person meetings, direct mails, postcards, top prospects. He looks at his top prospect list. When he finds somebody he really wants in his business that's really a top class, you know, maybe a business person that's already, you know, very successful, he'll send him a gift or he'll send him a book just to help. That's another technique with people that are top class prospects, because you'll treat those a little bit differently than you would the average prospect that you have. Okay, that's it, people. Hopefully, how was this? Did you guys enjoy this training this morning? Was this important? Did you learn some things?
Thank you, Mary Jo. It was awesome.
Good. So there's something there that you can add to your what you're already doing?
Absolutely. I'm going to get in touch with my team and have them listen to this.
Oh, good. And then maybe as a group figure out, okay, how do we do this? Let's get our friends list made on our Facebook page. Great, great, great. Yeah, good, good, good. Yeah, great. Thanks. Anyone else? Hopefully for all of you, it might have just opened your eyes to another concept of follow-up, because, you know, a lot of times in Manatech, when we think of follow-up, we think, oh, we've already done a presentation. I need to follow up after presentation. Well, no, this is just follow-up on a cold market. Or even a warm market, just a follow-up to keep in touch. Not about, they may not even seen anything about Manatech yet. It's just how do I build relationship? Because what is this business really all about? Building relationships. It's not about, you know, selling people every opportunity we possibly have. It's really about building relationships and allowing the materials to do the talking. Okay, everybody, have a great week. Next week, you're going to have a special guest on Monday call because I'll be in South Africa. But the following week, I'll do a recap of South Africa so you guys will get some awesome information when I get back in town and share that with you. All right, everyone, have a great end of business period. You know, bust it out. Make it really work for you. And look forward to getting back in town and being on a Monday call in 2 weeks. Bye-bye.